this year, the age span at Jazz in the Park may skew a little younger than usual. For the first time, the weekly concert series features an additional tier of programming aimed at local youngsters. It's called Congo Kids, and it's an idea conceived by Ben Falks. He's director of the Positive Vibrations Foundation, a local nonprofit dedicated to making the world a better place through music.
The idea is to provide kids with an opportunity to perform music, to learn dance, to participate there, and also to run the sound. It'll be very much a by youth, for youth, and youth execution series.
That's Falks. The point, he says, is not just to entertain young people, but to engage them productively.
A youth stage seemed like a great idea, and in the wake of some of the shootings of last year, like the second line shooting on Mother's Day, myself and the Board of Positive Vibrations took it pretty seriously and took it to heart and got together and had a brainstorming session to figure out what we could do to help prevent things like that from happening more in the future. And we decided that providing more opportunities for youth engagement in music and the arts was the way we wanted to try to make a difference there.
Congo Kids pairs participating youth with local mentors. They come from organizations like People United for Armstrong Park, Hope Stone Dance, Dancing Ground, and individuals like Dancing Man 504. Many of them already work directly with kids, and they know the impact they can make.
Just getting kids in front of a musician or a dancer and them having that experience and having those opportunities open to them, that changes consciousness, you know, and creates opportunities where they might not have seen them before.
Students with the New Orleans Youth Sound Experience, or NOISE, work sound production for the new Congo Kids stage. NOISE student Evan Martin explains.
I get speakers up, plug in things, get enough power, make sure things don't explode, because that's happened. Not kidding.
In addition to working the speakers, the soundboards, and the like, these student engineers can also perform in front of the mic. Here, Craig Adams plays a little piano so that his cohorts can test the sound levels. The conductor behind this youthful noise is Matt Schilling.
They really do get hands-on skills by doing these events, and they also learn the theory in class, so it's really it really goes hand in hand to have the class and then have a live event where they can actually apply those skills. They can see that they can actually learn a skill, have a lot of fun doing it, and make a career out of it where they can make some money.
Congo Kids activities start at 3:30 each Thursday afternoon in Armstrong Park. First up, there's a blessing by master drummer Luther Gray.
Ay-yay, my brothers and sisters. It is so good to be here again, here in Congo, Congo Square.
It's followed by a drum and dance workshop, then a brass band second line, and then the Congo Kids headliner. This is not the first time that Positive Vibrations and its partners have run festival youth programs. They've been at Bayou Boogaloo, the Melaton Festival in Bywater, and Essence Fest. But Congo Kids is in a category of its own, says Ben Falks.
There's something really special about doing it on the sacred ground of Congo Square. You know, it's right up front in the community. There's a lot of heritage there, and combining the history and the heritage of what's there and creating new opportunities, there's something really special about that.
It seems the kids of New Orleans think it's pretty special, too. For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.